Republican Congressman Joel Heffley of Colorado spent 8 years on the House Ethics Committee, 4 years as chairman. He's retiring from Congress this winter after 20 years. As head of the Ethics Committee, Heffley had a reputation for even-handed treatment of both parties, including his admonishment of Tom DeLay, then the majority leader of the House. Heffley's term on the Ethics Committee ended in 2005. The leadership chose not to extend it. Congressman Heffley says the committee's investigation into the handling of the Mark Foley scandal should proceed as quickly as possible, although in Heffley's experience, it hasn't always worked that way.
You know, it depends. If people that are being subpoenaed lawyer up, get themselves a lawyer if they think that they need that, then many times that creates delays in the investigative process, and that could happen. But hopefully it is weeks, not months.
And what could come out of this? If there were to be penalties, what might they be?
There could be everything from expulsion from Congress to finding that no one did anything wrong.
Well, Congressman Foley has already resigned. What would be the grounds for expelling another member of the House?
Well, if someone knew that Foley was doing these kind of emails that we now know about and tried to cover it up for political purposes, I think that could be reason for expulsion.
Congressman, do you think that Dennis Hastert should step down?
No, I don't. I think we should let the normal course of things go. I think the cry for him to step down is more or less a political ploy right now. You know, my sense with him is that he has high ethical standards, but did he know about any of this in advance? I don't know. Did his staff know and not pass it on to him? I mean, that's a question, too. And these are the kind of questions that need to be looked at. Did Nancy Pelosi know? Did their office know? And then just wait until just before the election to blow the whistle. I mean, who knows?
Do you think, I mean, these charges have been raised, including by Speaker Hastert, that these revelations are the work of Democratic operatives. Do you really think that's the case?
I do not know. I can't say. I think it is a possibility, and it's something that does need to be looked into, but I simply don't know. And that's why I say it needs to be taken out of the realm of politics. And I think I have been opposed to special counsels most of the time in the past, because I think we can do the job internally. I'm wondering with this one, it's so big, it involves the top leadership and so forth, I'm wondering if some kind of a special counselor or maybe a special task force of former members with good reputations and so forth might restore confidence that there really is an effort to get to the bottom of it.
Why is this investigation different? If you've managed to do a lot of other investigations, sprawling investigations that involved a lot of the members of the House, why would this require outside counsel?
Well, the only reason I would suggest it in this case is because of the high-level nature of it and the public perception. I don't want the public perception to be that anyone is involved in a cover-up here. This is too important, and it might be if you had some outside entity that would help that perception.
It is just about 5 weeks before the election. You now have investigation upon investigation into this matter. It seems to be spreading in many directions now. Where does this leave things, do you think, for the voting public?
Well, I think it's not a good thing for the voting public, and I think it gives them a perception of Congress that is, I don't think, a true perception. You know, I saw the best and the worst of Congress in my 8 years on the Ethics Committee, and my conclusion was that most members of Congress are really trying to do the right thing and to live by high ethical standards, but the spotlight is on members of Congress so much that when anybody gets in trouble, we're all painted with the same brush, and it's an ugly paint job.
Congressman Heffley, thanks for talking with us.
Happy to do it.
That's Republican Congressman Joel Heffley of Colorado. He's the former chair of the House Ethics Committee.